Welcome to The Steer, the show where we talk to writers about music and musicians about books. Hosted by Jeff Alessandrelli and Joshua James Amberson. Okay, introducing season two of The Steer.
Introducing season two of The Steer. Joshua,
Jeff,
where are we recording this?
We're recording it remotely instead of our usual location at KBOO Studios.
Yes, and why are we doing that?
Well, there's a pandemic.
There's a pandemic?
Yeah, there is.
Why is there a pandemic?
Don't ask these big questions.
Yes, but that's why this sounds much different than all the impeccably recorded interviews that are going to be forthcoming.
Yeah, usually we record at KBOO Community Radio here in Portland, Oregon, and they generously let us use their studio space, and it's a cool, funky community radio station that's been around since the 60s.
Yeah, it's been around a while.
Named after a strain of weed.
Is that true?
I just read that the other day, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it started in 1964 and was named after Berkeley Boo. A strain of weed at the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In 64.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have... I feel like it kind of represent... You know, it's like... it's a good fit with our show in that it's, like, you know, kind of professional, kind of funky.
Yeah.
Somewhere between DIY and professional.
It definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, KBOO's it's a pillar of the kind of, I guess the radio community here in town, but also just kind of the weirdo community.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But we're recording at my apartment. But this is the only, everything else was recorded in studio. This is the second season of The Steer, and this is the first season with you, Joshua James Amberson, as co-host.
It is, yeah.
So this is the show where we talk to writers about music and musicians about writing, and I mean, you're perfect for this because, well, you're both a musician and a writer, and you have a record label, and we're friends,
yeah.
And you were also, we didn't air it, but you were a guest on the first season when we talked about Algebra Suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a guest before I was a host.
You were a guest before you were a host.
I think it was maybe, you know, it was just over a year ago.
Was it that long ago?
That was on the show.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, it's crazy.
I feel like it was February or March of 2019. And,
yeah.
And then maybe just a couple months later, month or two later, the Sonny Blechinger, the former co-host of the show, announced that he was going to be leaving the show, and then you reached out and said, would you want to do this? And so we never aired the show or me as guest. I was like, well, I would much rather just be the host. And so,
but we still can.
Yeah. We've got it in the vault
the vault.
Yeah.
We talked though about Algebra Suicide. Was it Elliot Smith?
No. Yeah, definitely some singer-songwriter on there. We talked about Arthur Russell.
Arthur Russell, maybe that's what I was thinking of. Arthur Russell, Elliot Smith. They both have, they're very different, but they both... we talked about Prince, right?
We talked a little about Prince, yeah. And I feel Prince comes up in some of the interview. I mean, definitely one of the interviews, the first episode will be airing this season, but I feel like maybe he came up in other interviews we've done so far. But yeah, we talked about a broad range of stuff. So one thing that we do on the show is we ask our guests to send us lists, right? If they're a writer, lists of music, if they're a musician, lists of books or lyrical influences. And I just sent so much stuff your way because I was already a fan of the show, and one thing I knew about you is that we both kind of connected on liking a really broad range of music. And so I was like, okay, here's someone who will be into just a weirdo variety of stuff like I am. So I had a really fun time coming up with my music list for that show.
Well, no, and I still have it, and it was, yeah, I mean, yeah, we both do have eclectic tastes, and I think we like things that a lot of people like, and I think we like things that not as many people like, and I think that's the beauty of any art form, whether it's music or writing, that there is so much out there.
And a really fun thing that's happened as we've been accruing interviews over the past, 8 months or however long we've been recording, is that we can, even if we're not super familiar with music that somebody's throwing at us, we kind of like one of us will be able to have some context for it. So that's been kind of fun to field a lot of different tastes and influences and have at least something to say about everything that gets thrown our way.
I mean, you can't know everything, but you can be open to everything. And I mean, I still think some stuff's garbage, but I'm
Oh yeah, of
willing to,
course.
you know, like, and I think that's. Yeah, I mean, on some of the. Sometimes you don't necessarily like the music that the guest is playing, but you're also able to talk about it. And I
And I really
think.
like being convinced on music, especially, but any kind of art form. Like, if there's something that I just have a negative reaction to, this kind of knee-jerk reaction, I like it when somebody is just like speaks passionately about it, and I can kind of see it. I can see why it's good. I can see why there, I can see layers that I wouldn't otherwise be able to see or hear.
I mean, I would agree. And I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go out and start listening to that all the time, but you're also able to see it through somebody else's eyes in a way that I think is, gratifying. No one has ever really, we haven't listened to much metal on the show. Season one or season two, the guests, we need more guests that like metal.
I feel like there was some new metal on season one.
Janis Lee liked, I guess, yeah. Everyone, go back and listen to that Janis Lee episode. I'm trying to think of who we. You're right, yeah.
There's a little bit of nu metal, which is definitely not my thing, but I appreciated like being convinced of it or like seeing something new in it.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think, was it? It was a band that I would normally. Yeah. It wasn't Linkin Park, although it might have been. It was just something that's off my beaten path, but hearing her talk about it convinced me. So this season, we're gonna do 12 episodes, and right now we have six in the can, and we have Gabrielle Seville, Bill Carty, Andre Perry, Margaret Malone, Kyle Morton, and Steven Steinbrink. We have two more lined up.
Elena Passarello and Santi Elijah Holly, both with whom are Oregon writers. One a Portland writer, one a Corvallis writer, and we had them scheduled for basically this time period, the last 8 weeks where everything is shut down, including KBOO Studios. So
Where?
We have them where we normally record, and so we have those on hold. They're rescheduled for the future, the
Right.
imagined future.
But we do two. We have new episode comes out every 2 weeks, so we're all set for now. I mean, I was just remember when we were going to like right when what date was that? Was it March like 2nd? Santi, we were going to interview him, and we got kind of.
I think it was a little later because I think the
Oh, was it?
stay-at-home order was like March 14th here or something like that.
Gosh, that
But if
feels like 3 months
it
ago,
really
but yeah.
does, but we were so it was definitely a few days before that. But we were going to the studio in the morning to record, and we got there, and KBOO was kind of in disarray, and there were like, "We're shutting down today."
There was some
There was some
chaos.
chaos.
Chaos. Chaos.
Right. Which is the Olympia where I used to live, community radio station, KAOS.
Oh,
Yeah.
really? Oh,
That's out
interesting.
of that's the station out of Evergreen State College.
Oh, okay, cool. Where they don't grade you.
Where they don't grade you. But it was a little bit of a wild
Was
swing.
hectic.
It was hectic, so we have to reschedule those.
But they're.
They're on the way. If even if we have to do them remotely, we will do
In
them.
my head, they're already done. Well, and yeah, in this season, I think we're gonna have a little bit more of a mix between musicians and writers. So, in these first six that we've recorded, we have two musicians. I think we're gonna have at least two more. So, out of basically like a third, I think, of the season. So, kind of hearing different perspectives. We're both, well, I guess you're a musician, but we're both writers too. So, I'm always interested to hear what musicians are kind of doing in terms of writing. So our second episode with Kyle Morton from Typhoon. I don't know, it was really interesting for me as a fan of that band how sometimes musicians they don't read and they're not interested in reading and their lyrics are they can still be great, but they're kind of do them in the studio or and he was we didn't talk too much about lyrics, but just on a literary level, and also because we talked about history, I mean, that was very kind of he's far more eloquent and articulate than I am, and I teach for a living.
Yeah, the same, same. Yeah, I'm very
So,
humble about it too. Yeah, Kyle was very humble,
that was a great one.
but he did bring up the amount of time that he puts into each song.
Yeah.
Or kind of where he said that other people, other friends, other songwriter friends of his kind of are like, "What are you doing, man? That why don't you make it easy for yourself?" So that was interesting to see, and both with Steven Steinbrink also talking about just kind of the breadth of what he reads and how it factors into his own lyric writing process or doesn't was really interesting. So excited to have more musicians on this season.
Yeah, I mean, they were both really thoughtful. I mean, not that I expected them to be dumb, but
And how do we know each other?
we know each other because I worked for a little under a year at the Independent Publishing Resource Center, the IPRC, and you at the time were the event coordinator,
Yeah, it was
or
one of, yeah.
one of the event coordinators. So yeah, I don't know if we knew each other before then, right?
I don't think so. No, I think we met when it wasn't it was Lit Hop. It was like the
All
Portland
right.
version of Lit Crawl, which you were helping put on, and I was volunteering for it. I think we met in passing there, but we didn't really have a conversation until you worked at the Independent Publishing Resource Center. So,
And so we've stayed an intermittent touch because that was 5 years ago now.
Wow,
I
really?
mean, four or five. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, yeah, four or five.
We've seen each other at readings and seen each other read plenty of times in those 5 years, I imagine.
Yeah.
What's
No, I
that?
mean, it was good. Yeah.
Are you embarrassed by your own readings?
No, I'm not
No.
embarrassed by my own readings.
They're good.
No, I'm not. I'm just, yes.
You just gave a very shy face.
No, I don't. I like when I read.
Okay.
I'm a good
All
reader. I
right,
like
good.
when you read and you're a good reader. So we're both good at reading. Yeah, but we have a lot. We both have a lot in common, and we also run in the same circles, but also not too closely within them. So, yeah, we don't know what the other one's necessarily thinking. We don't know sometimes where the other one's coming from, what the other one's read, what the other one's listened to. So we're not like brothers, which I think is to this show's benefit, because we also are sometimes interviewing one another and being surprised by one another. And
We're definitely surprising each other along the way,
yeah, we have
and
no idea what the
yeah,
other person's
so
going to say next.
doing this podcast has been fun. So we kind of have a backlog of shows now. Like you said, we have six recorded that we've recorded very slowly from last summer until now. So summer of 2019, spring of 2020. And so it'll be interesting to hear. I've been re-listening to these because I'm attempting to mix these episodes right now. So I'm actually listening to them quite a bit and finding a really enjoy them. They're really fun to listen to. I'm excited. I kind of wish that everyone could hear them at once, because some of these, I'm looking at our schedule and I was listening to the Steven Steinbrink one last night and being like, oh man, it's gonna be like months before anyone hears this episode. I kind of just want people to hear it now. So it is interesting to, and also listening to them from this pandemic time and listening to these interviews we recorded not that long ago, where just the world was a completely
Yeah,
different
and then
place.
that's the thing,
So
yeah.
we'll be hearing some of that as well on the show, and so that's been interesting too. That the freedom of movement that people talk about, all these people on tour that we talk to, and
Yeah.
just
I mean, things
things
really can change overnight, and then
overnight.
you're like, yeah, you look back and you're like, gosh, look at who we were then. And it was 3 days ago, or I guess, yeah. We're 6 feet away from one another right now, so.
I think
So
we're
I guess
good.
last thing, we're still going to be coming out on dublab.com in KZUT. And that still is happening too. But yeah, everything is, it's just a different world. So we're kind of playing it as it was.
Oh, maybe mention what kind of writer are you, Jeff?
I'm mostly a poet. So I had a book come out last year called Fur Not Light, a poetry collection, my second, which it's kind of inspired by Russian absurdism and some weird stuff like that. And I've also been writing more nonfiction in the last couple years, but it's all kind of I guess eclectic. It's sometimes non-narrative, non-linear. I'm jumping around. I mean, my favorite writers are Samuel Beckett and David Markson. So those two are very kind of Samuel Beckett's very well known, and he, but also not,
Also very strange.
also very strange. Also, so yeah, but mostly a poet, and I read a whole lot of different things, but I would say 65% of the time I work on poetry. What about you, Joshua?
Well, I mostly write personal essays and kind of hybrid form nonfiction stuff for
Yeah, hybrid stuff. Yeah,
kind
that's
of
the word.
Things that aren't quite essays, some middle ground. I think that's where I spend the most time. I also freelance and do arts and culture writing, so a lot of book and music reviews, as well as occasionally other art forms. And then I got my start as a poet when I was young and working with a poetry press in the early 2000s in Olympia, and but I haven't written poetry for a long time. Still read it, but I don't write it anymore. And but occasionally I write fiction, and well, mostly things that are more closer to flash, if not completely flash. Very shorter short stories, And so I write those occasionally, and I have a chapbook of essays on a local press called Two Plum Press, and another chapbook of essays coming out with them
Oh,
later
really?
this year. Yeah,
Cool.
things have been kind of pushed back at the press as a whole, or the world has been pushed back, and so yeah. And then I have a bigger book that's all about eyes and vision that I'm trying to find a home for. Just and still kind of
You're
chipping
still working
away,
on it, though,
still
too.
working on it. Yeah, I keep declaring it done and then adding more or subtracting. So, kind of in that mode. Yeah.
You're Whitmanian.
Yeah, it's not going to be that long or
Well, I mean,
anything.
Whitman just worked on Leaves of Grass, his
Yeah.
entire life.
Yeah. It'll come out when I'm 90.
What's
Yeah.
the chapbook called?
The chapbook is called Everyday Mythologies.
What's the forthcoming one called?
It's called Staring Contest.
Staring Contest. Oh, so is that kind of based on eyes too?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, the forthcoming one on Two Plum Press. Oh no, that's the Staring Contest is the larger book I'm working on. The forthcoming chapbook doesn't have a title yet.
Untitled,
It's
which is the best
untitled
title of all time.
Joshua James Project. Yeah.
What?
Untitled Joshua James Project. Yeah.
That's another. I heard something about Josh Brolin has a TV series just called The Untitled Josh Brolin Project.
Oh, really?
I guess, yeah.
Wow.
We did not interview Josh Brolin.
No.
All right, I think that's it. So season two of The Steer, first episode, is going to be with Gabrielle Seville, so performance artist, writer. Her book, Experiments in Joy, was on the long list for the Believer Book Award in nonfiction. We had an amazing conversation with her, so that's going to be the first episode of this season, that's going to drop. And then we're going to go from there. And we have a great kind of lineup. And I think we're both really excited about, I'm really excited about being back. I'm really excited to do it with
Yeah.
Joshua. And I think we're both really excited for y'all to hear the season generally.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
It's going to be good. All right. Thanks, y'all.